Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Tuesday, October 25th, 2016. I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell. And here are the headlines. Expressions of concern are growing over increasing numbers of missing persons in Dominica in 2016. At least 800,000 Haitians in dire need of immediate assistance, says the UN. And Quetta attack. Militants kill dozens at Balochistan Police College. The news is brought to you, compliments DigiCell. The details of these and more stories after this.
Get prepared for the hurricane season. Store at least 3 days drinking water and food. Stock up on batteries for radios and flashlights. Clear your yard of all tall trees and potentially harmful debris. Fill all important prescriptions and keep important medications secure. Ensure that you fully charge your digital phone and have a fully functional car charger. A message from Digicel and the National Disaster Preparedness Office.
Welcome back. In news this morning, leader of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton, wants Dominican citizens to pay more attention to the way the government of Dominica is running the affairs of the country, and especially to the manner in which the government appears to be setting aside the significance of parliamentary oversight for what is happening within the DLP administration. Mr. Linton believes such engagement in parliamentary proceedings by the general public will ensure that parliamentarians are kept in check and refrain from manipulating the House of Assembly for political reasons.
In February of 2015, when we attended our first meeting of the parliament, we have really tried to lift the standard of the debate. We have tried our best to be prepared and to be well researched for the bills that come before the parliament, and to add as much value as we can to this business of parliamentary oversight for the operations of the government. Have we been as successful as we would like to be? No, we have not, and we're going to press ahead. But I just feel that the country needs to take stock of the extent to which this government is setting aside the importance of parliamentary oversight for what is happening in the government, because that can help the people of Dominica to have better stewardship, better utilization of their resources for the common man. Let the resources do more for ordinary people.
Leader of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton. Tourism Minister Robert Tong says the capital city of Roseau is being kept very clean to ensure that locals and visitors can enjoy the festivities in a clean environment. Tong said a cleanup program is ongoing and continues to receive positive feedback. He believes everyone who visits the city on a regular basis will appreciate the initiative taken up by his ministry.
Again, everything is based on planning. We've met with stakeholders multiple times, the public sector, the private sector, just to make sure what were the issues that we had last year and trying our best to fix those. So as you'd see, if you drive around, you'd see that all the entrances coming to Roseau have been cleaned and brush cut again. All of this is done to welcome, most importantly, our locals coming back home after all of these years. Obviously, anything that we do that is well, that is properly done, will anybody else who comes to visit will obviously appreciate that. We continue to try to keep the city as clean as possible. If our teams go out at 5 in the morning, actually right now because of the season and we know that there's going to be a lot more activity, we're actually changing the system whereby some of them will actually come out at 3 o'clock just to make sure that when people come into Roseau, so that there's no dirtiness.
Dominica's tourism minister, Robert Tong. In more news this morning, a series of free movement sensitization sessions by the CARICOM secretariat, which began earlier this year, kicked off yesterday, Monday, the 24th of October, and will continue today, Tuesday, October 25th, 2016, at the Fort Young Hotel in Roseau. Employers, workers, organizations, and other labor-related entities across the region are targeted to become more aware of the free movement provisions of the CARICOM Single Market and Economy, or CSME. Resource persons from the secretariat will conduct the sensitization exercise, which will cover the following: the facilitation of hassle-free travel, movement of skilled CARICOM nationals, the right of establishment, and the provision of services. Participants will also be apprised of the CARICOM complaints procedure, which nationals can use. If they feel that they have been denied access to any of the regimes as they travel to other member states. Additionally, they will be informed of their responsibilities as citizens who seek to move under any of the free movement regimes of the CSME. The session also provides an opportunity for stakeholders to have issues clarified about free movement or to make recommendations. Meantime, Health Minister Dr. Kenneth Daru says everything is right on schedule for the start of construction of the new national hospital. He says the demolition phase of the project will commence immediately after the 2016 independence celebrations.
We are right on schedule with the construction of a new national hospital. As you rightly said, that the administrative headquarters of the construction company is being done at the PMH, and we are set October month, which is this coming month, to begin the actual demolition phase of the construction of a new hospital. Of course, I'm just thinking it's going to be a really festive time, so I'm not sure we'll really begin in the actual October month, and I'll be right in the middle of Creole Festival Independence celebrations. So I can safely say after the independence celebrations, we should see actual work being done in terms of the demolition phase and rebuilding, of course, of the temporary facilities.
Daru says that project is going to be a very complex one, but he is confident that the staff of the Ministry of Health has the commitment to make it a success.
It is, as we've said, a very complex project. The fact that it's going to be done on an existing and serving site. But we are confident with the commitment of the hardworking staff of the Ministry of Health, the Hospital Medical Director. She's smiling at me. She together with her staff, I'm sure, would have given the full commitment into ensuring that this project, which is not going to be, I have to tell her before, it is not a government project. It is a project for the people of Dominica, because each and every one of us here or listening in your newscast, that you will probably transfer later, we will at some point in our life access these services. Whether or not, I said, we have billion-dollar health insurance policies, you might find yourself in an accident, and before you airlifted by the most modern helicopter to the most modern facility, most more likely than not, you will have to be transferred temporarily to be stabilized at this facility.
Health Minister Dr. Kenneth Daru. In more news, seven young ladies will vie for the title of Miss WAP 2016 at a pageant which is scheduled to take place at the Old Mill Cultural Center in Canefield on Thursday, the 27th of October from 8 p.m. Kayana Joseph of Paybush will represent the North. Teresa Baptiste of Wesley represents the Northeast. Dahlia Bruno of Bataka represents the East. Decilia Philip of Grand Four, the Southeast, and Vernanda Mitchell of Pititsaban, the South. Primrose David of Masak will represent the West, and Shanice Langford of Kings Hill represents the Southwest. Merlijah Benjamin of Grand Bay currently holds the prestigious title, which she won in 2014. The pageant was not held in 2015 as the island was grappling with the after effects of Tropical Storm Erica. Meanwhile, radio talk show host Angelo Allen is expressing to the growing public concern over the increasing numbers of missing persons in Dominica in 2016. Allen suggests that a team comprising of Dominica's best forensic experts and search team personnel need to be mobilized to investigate that trend and to determine what is causing so many persons to go missing so frequently in recent times. According to Mr. Allen, this is now a major national issue and requires the urgent attention of all relevant authorities.
I mean, in any real country, when beyond a certain amount of people start disappearing, my brother, that goes to another level. It becomes a real national concern. The police were supposed to put a particular investigative team together with the best forensic experts that they have, and they ought to develop a strategy to really clear the air in terms of, really, why are so many people disappearing? The fact that nothing of that nature is happening, it makes me wonder.
Popular talk show host Angelo Allen. In more news this morning, the people of La Plaine are said to be outraged at their MP Peter Saint-Jean, who is also Dominica's education minister, over allegations of inappropriate conduct. This has come about following claims that the minister detained and whipped three farmers for allegedly stealing provisions from his farm. These claims have, however, been denied by Mr. Saint-Jean. Chairman of the La Plaine Disaster Preparedness Committee, Jason Fontaine, says many have come together to say enough is enough. Meantime, member of the Electoral Commission Wayne James says his invitation to become a member of the Electoral Commission came from the leader of the United Workers Party, Lennox Linton. James added that even if he was nominated by Linton, he made it publicly clear that his approach to the work of the commission would be unbiased and would be solely in the public interest and ensure that the Electoral Commission remained independent in its judgment and its investigations as the need arose. Mr. James says he never once attempted to make judgments that were biased or unjust to gain political mileage or favor. These statements from Wayne James follow accusations made by attorney Anthony Astafan, whereby he referred to Wayne James as a rat of the UWP.
My invitation to the Electoral Commission came about from the invitation of Honorable Lennox Linton. It was not from Tony Astafan. And my decision to be a member of the Electoral Commission was not just after the invitation I accepted. I had to consult with my family, close friends, and also understanding the nature of work that goes along with being a member of the Electoral Commission. And most of all, I had to seek divine intervention. And after all this was done, I then contacted Mr. Linton again and informed him that I will be prepared to serve. And if Dominican remembered, after we were sworn in, I indicated to the media that the work on the Electoral Commission is the work of the people of Dominica. And I would do my utmost best as a member of the Electoral Commission to represent their interests on that commission. I'm not a perfect individual. I've not professed to be. But I can say with the help of my family, friends, and the Almighty God, and my colleague, Mr. Hilary Shillingford, we can say to the people of Dominica that we are doing our very best as members of the Electoral Commission.
Member of the Electoral Commission, Wayne James. In more news this morning in the region, an assessment conducted by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, and the World Food Program, WFP, together with the Haitian government and its National Coordination for Food Security, has determined that in the wake of Hurricane Matthew, some 1.4 million people are in need of food assistance, and 800,000 of whom in a dire situation. The emergency survey was conducted 1 week after the Category 4 storm, which devastated supplies and crops across the island. 50% of livestock was lost and agriculture has been virtually wiped out in the department of Grande Anse, a department in the southwest. Along the southern coast, fishing has been rendered impossible as flooding has washed away nets, traps, boats, and engines. And at least 59 cadets and guards have been killed after militants attacked a police college in the Pakistani city of Quetta, officials stated. Three militants wearing suicide bomb vests entered the college late on Monday, reportedly taking hostages. A major security operation lasted 4 hours and all attackers were killed. No group has said it carried out the assault, but Quetta has seen similar attacks by separatists and Islamist militants in recent years. Hundreds of trainees were evacuated from Balochistan Police College as troops arrived to repel the militants. Local media reported at least three explosions at the scene. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. Expressions of concern are growing over increasing numbers of missing persons in Dominica in 2016. At least 800,000 Haitians in dire need of immediate assistance, says the UN. And Quetta attack, militants kill dozens at Balochistan Police College. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of DigiCell. Remember, if you've missed any of our news packages, you can always log on to our website. It's www.q95da.com to view the stories, or you can click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team here at Q95, I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell, wishing you a very pleasant morning.